Governor Maggie Hassan is running for the U.S. Senate, setting up a long-anticipated heated contest against incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports this race will be a crucial one for Democrats looking to reclaim congressional control in Washington.
Speculation about Hassan's plans has been rampant in political circles for months, but Monday morning, Hassan officially threw her hat into the ring, announcing her candidacy in a two-minute video posted on YouTube.
We've promoted business innovation and helped expand economic opportunity. We froze tuition at our state universities and lowered it at our community colleges. Extended health care coverage.
In an interview Monday, the two-time governor said her main priorities, if elected, will be curbing college debt, securing more funding for substance abuse treatment, and boosting the economy. She also touted her bipartisan success in New Hampshire in passing Medicaid expansion and reaching a budget compromise with Republicans last month. Hassan says with the recent national gridlock, Washington needs someone who can work across the aisle.
Always keeping focused on who we are as a people and what the people of New Hampshire need. Washington isn't doing that. Washington is standing with special interests. Special interests are rigging the system for themselves and against the middle class. We need to put New Hampshire first, and that's what I will always do as a United States Senator.
And when it comes to her opponent, incumbent Senator Kelly Ayotte, Hassan says her record shows she does not stand for New Hampshire's best interests.
She voted to cut Pell Grants at a time when college affordability is critical to our young people and to our families. She has voted to turn Medicare into vouchers and voted as part of that to erode Social Security benefits. She has voted to defund Planned Parenthood, something so critical to women and their families.
After the announcement, Republicans were quick to respond. Ayotte welcomed Hassan to the race, saying in a written statement that she looked forward to a, quote, very spirited campaign. Ayotte declined to comment further for this story. In a statement, the chairwoman of the state's Republican Party, Jennifer Horn, says Hassan's veto earlier this year of the Republican state budget was irresponsible and left critical programs such as substance abuse services and elderly care in limbo. During the interview, Hassan offered few specifics when it came to foreign policy.
What we have to be sure of is that America is seen as even stronger than it is by our enemies and our allies, and we have to work with our partners around the globe to keep America safe.
Although Hassan is running for the Senate, she says she still has her eyes at home and is focused on getting Medicaid expansion reauthorized next year. With the corner office now vacant, many have sparked interest in a potential bid, but so far only Republican Executive Counselor Chris Sununu has officially announced. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.